In the male-dominated collision repair industry, the Women's Industry Network, also known as WIN, provides great networking and connection opportunities for women. It's also an educational tool for men members who want to learn how to recruit and retain women in their business. I'm Fender Bender, Editor-in-Chief Jay Sick, and for this week's Collision Cast, I talked with member Kim Frazier and Blair Womble, chair of the WIN 2024 conference, about what attendees can expect at the conference, which offers both in-person and virtual attendance options at the event May 6th through 8th in Newport Beach, California. So thanks for joining us. Blair, what can you tell our viewers about what WIN is all about?
So Women's Industry Network, which we call WIN, our mission is to support and enhance the role of women in the collision repair industry. We promote education, professional advancement, and networking. The WIN Board of Directors exists to guide the organization in furthering those initiatives. It's an all-volunteer group, and we represent various collision industry segments, including but not limited to repair facilities, suppliers, consultants, information providers, and insurance companies. We work with people throughout the industry who want to learn how to improve retention for female employees. This shows us that the industry is continuing to accept women in many different positions and recognizing their importance to the market, but there's always room for improvement, and that's why WIN plays an important role in the future, forward motion of the collision repair industry. And though our focus of attracting and retaining women, through our focus of attracting and retaining women, we are able to sustain a dialogue that will continue to enhance the marketplace as a whole.
And I understand a lot of this is coming together at WIN's annual educational conference in beautiful Newport Beach, California. Kim, can you tell us about this upcoming program?
Sure. Thank you. So registration is now open through April for the Women's Industry Network 2024 Educational Conference. This year's conference, under the theme of Dream Out Loud, will be held May 6th through 8th, 2024 at the Hyatt Regency Newport Beach, California location. And while we really encourage everyone to attend in person to get the full experience, there is also a virtual attendance option available as well. Attendees this year will experience 3 days of industry learning, mentorship, celebration, and community give back. They will all celebrate women in collision repair by awarding new scholarships, taking part in scholarship fundraising, and honoring this year's most influential women recipients. Also, this is the first year that we have a limited edition swag bag that can be picked up directly at conference for on-site attendees. This bag will feature many exciting items, including surprises and this year's official t-shirt. This bag is just $100 and can be purchased in advance at the time of registration on our swag site, which is linked directly to the official WIN website. All of this, plus the conference, is taking place nearby in the sun, sand, and surf that makes up Newport Beach, California, featuring luxe shopping centers to boat-filled harbors. It is the perfect locale to combine learning, leadership, and team building, along with relaxing beachfront dining and cultural experiences.
Gotta love the swag. Can't turn down the swag. The virtual option, that came about with a number of different conferences a few years ago, of course, because of the pandemic. And there's really nothing like being in person at a conference. But as someone who's spent 7 days on the road in the last few weeks attending various events, I can appreciate how accessible that makes it for a lot more people, that we no longer have that fear of the pandemic or that's affecting that, but just to be able to fit that into our schedule, it's nice to have that option. And I do remember from attending the first virtual event for WIN that was a robust program as well. So something not to be missed. Blair, I'm going to go back to you if you don't mind and tell me what the first conference was like and what were some of your key takeaways from that.
Yeah, so I actually attended my first conference in 2014, which was the last time we had conference in California. So we were very excited to be going back to the far West Coast. I still remember, obviously, attending it, and it really changed my perspective, not only of the collision industry as a whole, but what my trajectory in the industry could look like. I was running one of my dad's shops at the time, and I'd never met another woman shop manager, let alone an owner. So that experience of that first conference resulted in this event always being on my calendar. No matter what I have going on in my personal life, no matter what I have going on at work, I've had some really intense work years the last few years. We had the Abra merger. I work for Caliber. We had the Abra merger a few years ago, and I was part of a team that was very involved in that. And it did not matter. I was going to conference no matter what my calendar worked looked like. So it is always the first thing that I pencil in every year.
Kim, what can you add about that? What were your experiences from your first conference?
Sure. So I arrived at my first WIN conference a little bit differently than a lot of people in this industry. I knew no one. I was very nervous. I was also a new WIN board member at the time, and I was pretty new in my role as a shop owner at that time. I just remember taking a deep breath and putting myself out there, plugging into topics and conversations that were relevant to me at the time. And I left with connections, lifelong friends, and a renewed passion for the collision industry that would carry me through today. And even now, at a completely different stage in my career, my husband and I are no longer shop owners and kind of semi-retired. I'm working remotely at home. I now still look forward to the WIN conference every year because it's a reason to get away, and it's like a homecoming for many of us. We get to meet up with friends that we look forward to seeing all year long, and it's just a type of energy that can't really be matched. So that's another reason we all kind of preach the in-person experience if you can make it happen.
Blair, what can you tell us about the keynote speaker who will be on the dais for this year's conference?
We spend a great deal of time and a great amount of care curating the content for conference every year, and this year is no exception. We're really excited about the speakers that we have lined up, and our keynote this year is Debbie Peterson, and her topic is From Actions to Dreams, the roadmap to your career. So, a little bit about what she's going to be talking about. Imagine taking your dreams and transforming them into action. In this keynote, Debbie will share her clarity-driven framework to do just that. She's a dynamic speaker, a renowned author, and consultant who helps her audience and clients make an empowering effect in their careers, businesses, and lives. Debbie inspires professionals with the tools and strategies to go all in on who they are, what they do, and how to make a bigger impact in their leadership and life. As a result of Debbie's clear impact programming, participants consistently report increased focus, momentum, and motivation to translate their vision into action. We're also going to have some of Debbie's books available on site, so we're really excited about that. She's a highly energetic speaker and just really passionate, and we think that everybody's going to just walk away really inspired from her session.
For sure. And what other educational programs and speakers can attendees expect in the curriculum?
We have a bunch. So, in addition to Debbie, we've got Dharma Shakti. The title of her presentation is Your Next Bold Move. And the basis of that is just to get clear on where you're stuck and why you're stuck, gain clarity on how to make your next bold move in the right direction, often referred to as the Tony Robbins of yoga. Dharma is a high performance coach and founder of Yoga Lucian Movement. She has been in the healing arts industry for 25 years and holds credentials with more than 5,000 hours of teaching experience. Dharma's mission through all her offerings is ultimately to help empower people so that they can be their most authentic self and help them remember and realize there is greatness in them.
We got feedback last year from attendees that they wanted to hear more from industry speakers, so we are answering that call. First up, we have Mitch Becker, who's going to be speaking on future-proofing with ADAS scanning and calibration. A little bit about that session. Vehicles are being given new capabilities to enhance your drive and to protect your family. Understanding how electronics and how to complete repairs, the vehicles of today and tomorrow are evolving, how the entire industry is and will change in the near future. A little bit about Mitch. As a director of training compliance for ProTech Automotive Solutions based in Dallas, Texas, Mitch oversees all aspects of internal training programs geared towards offering solutions for advanced driver assist systems, which is what ADAS stands for, which are found on vehicles equipped with lane departure warning, blind spot monitoring, side view cameras, and collision avoidance technology. Mitch is so knowledgeable. He blew us away when we spoke with him about speaking at conference. So he is just going to come packed with information when he speaks.
Next, we've got Samantha Hardingham. She's going to be talking about electric vehicles and charting the future of mobility with a customer-first approach. She's with Enterprise Mobility, which embraces the transition of electrification as part of a more sustainable mobility future. She believes the best path for the future is one that maintains a long-term perspective and puts the customer at the center of the transition. So that should be a really interesting topic and very relevant for today.
Oh, for sure. EVs, love them or hate them, they're not going in anywhere, and we need to know what's required to safely work on them and approach them in the shop. So.
Next, we have Kay Wakeman. She's going to be speaking on the changing vehicle fleet and its impact on safety and insurance. A little bit more about that topic. The US fleet has undergone radical transformations over the years. Learn the impact on crash frequency and severity. Kay is the director of insurance outreach for the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety and the Highway Loss Data Institute. She joined HLDI in 2015 as a research analyst, studying collision avoidance technologies such as pedestrian detection and rear crash prevention.
And next, we've got a couple of breakout sessions that we're pretty excited about. One of them is my own. I'm going to be joined by Erin Solis and Laura Cotchotti. Erin is with Certified Collision Group, and Laura Cotchotti is a second-generation shop owner from Mankato, Minnesota. And we are going to be talking about repair planning. The title of our presentation is Repair Planning 101: How to Use Repair Planning to Ensure Better Outcomes for Your Customer, Your Staff, and Your Bottom Line. So we're going to be talking about not only how to repair plan, but why it's more important than ever. And this is something that I'm excited to bring to the WIN conference. It's something I do in my daily life, working for OE Connection on the Repair Logic project.
Our next breakout is financial literacy, and that will be presented by Cheryl Boswell and Kathy Coffey. The details on that include successful women successfully managing their finances. Data shows that women are less confident in their financial literacy than men. 401k, IRA, FSA, and HSA. It's a lot of acronyms. This breakout will include programs, terms, and best practices to increase your financial confidence and literacy. I don't know if I even feel confident saying all that. Cheryl is CFO and managing partner of DCR Systems. She has been the executive board chair for WIN, has been a recipient of our Most Influential Women Award. And she was also named 2021 Body Shop Business Executive of the Year. And then Kathy joined Akzo Nobel in 1987 and has held various positions in finance, accounting, marketing, and sales, and is currently a key account manager. She served on WIN's board of directors and its executive committee, and they have both been awarded our prestigious Cornerstone Award.
Next, we have Lisa Ferguson, Anatomy of a Car. So Lisa is an integral part of the ICAR team, where she plays a role in business development for large collision organizations or MSOs. So this is going to be a beginner's guide to understanding vehicle structure, function, and basic maintenance. We're really excited about this one because we hear a lot of times that for anyone who's newer to the industry and joining our conference for the first time, this is something that could make the difference between understanding something fully or needing to go back home and research after conference. So, this is going to be an exciting way to kind of offer that insider look to people newer to the industry and also people who are lifelong veterans but just want to brush up their technical knowledge as well. So Lisa's dedicated herself to partnering with career and technical schools to mentor new technicians, recognizing the importance of fostering the next generation's growth. So we hope you will find something in those breakout programs.
Oh, for
And there's
sure.
something for everyone.
That's right.
We also have two special programs as part of our content this year. We have an industry panel that will be on creating a welcoming culture. So join stakeholders from across industry segments as we dialogue around steps their organizations have taken to define values and vision. How do they engage their staff? What measures have they taken to foster teamwork and community? The session will close with a Q&A. Our panels have become a mainstay of our conference content, and they're always one of our most popular sessions.
And we also have a networking session that we're really excited about. The Connecting You networking session. It's to basically enjoy and thrive in an environment for all conference attendees and to meet new people. So this will hopefully inspire tangible, actionable strategies and ideas to help all better achieve professional and personal goals.
What can you tell everybody about what community activities or fundraising events will be held as part of this event?
So in addition to conferences, extensive curriculum, the annual WIN Scholarship Walk is taking place, and that is part of WIN's commitment to driving the future of the collision repair industry. We raise money every year with this event. It's always a great way for attendees to gather and feel like we are making a difference, making an impact. Registration for that is available via our website. As part of conference registration, or you can just register for the scholarship walk. Conference, again, will also feature recycled rides giveaway as part of WIN Gives Back. This year, there will be four restored vehicles gifted to Southern California families in partnership with GEICO. And we thank both NABC, who is the organization that does the recycled rides program, and GEICO for partnering with us again on this event. We've partnered with NABC for the last 3 years since we came back from our COVID pause to do this event. And we've increased the number of vehicles we've done every year. And we love being able to impact the local community in this way. And give back to the local community that we host the conference in. So shout out to NABC for the recycled rides program and for our insurance partners that participate with us and are willing to donate the cars.
It's a great program. It's always heartwarming to see the presentation of those vehicles. You know, it's hard not to get affected by that. Now, you both have talked about some of the takeaways that you've gotten from attending previous conferences. I wonder if we might expand on that a little bit, talk about the networking and the mentoring and lifelong colleagues that you both have gained from the conferences.
Sure, Jay. So me personally, I have made so many friends thanks to WIN, not only the conference, but also regional events. I feel like I can pick up the phone and call just about anyone at this point from all facets of the industry, either just to catch up or ask an industry-related question. So for me, the connections are valuable, but the friendships are priceless.
And then I talked about the first year I went to conference, and the reason that I even found out about WIN was because I had two women, Debbie Mintz and Liz Stein, that invited me to go, or rather insisted that I go. and then when we sold our shops to Caliber in 2016, I made several phone calls to Liz, Debbie, and then Petra Schroeder, who I met at that first conference, to ask for advice and guidance on my next steps in my career. They helped me calm my nerves. They advised me on negotiating my employment agreement. I've continued to turn to Liz throughout my career for advice. She's been a significant presence and mentor to me. And then I'm really humbled and blessed that I currently sit on the WIN board with Liz. So I'm very thankful to this organization, to this conference, for the friends and mentors that they've placed in my life and the influence that it's had on my career as a result.
That's great. And what can you tell us about the Most Influential Women Awards, the MIW? Kim, would you like to talk about that?
Sure. So the Most Influential Women Award was established in 1999 to recognize women whose leadership, vision, and commitment to excellence have enriched the collision repair industry. With the addition of this year's MIWs, that's the abbreviation for Most Influential Women, over 100 women have been recognized by WIN for their contributions to the collision repair industry. And winners are chosen by an independent selection committee comprised of industry professionals, which reviews nominees and then selects award recipients based on established criteria, such as industry influence, professional accomplishments, mentorship, like Blair touched on, and community service. And through their dedication to excellence, commitment to community, and the investment in future through their willingness to mentor other women, including Blair and I, these extraordinary ladies have made a huge impact on the collision repair industry. Their exemplary journeys show all women that anything is possible when you put in the work. And this is absolutely true. I'm honored to work directly with two of them at RepairLogic with OE Connection, Liz Stein, who Blair had talked about, and also Tanya, our esteemed chair. So Tanya Sweetland, she is amazing and couldn't be more thrilled to have the opportunity to work with them the past couple of years. And then before that, many, many years on the WIN board as well. So pretty exciting program that we're excited to have again this year.
Well, it's terrific that we've reached the 100 mark. That's quite a milestone for that program. A lot of
For sure.
deserving women have gotten that honor. And then
Yeah.
where can readers and viewers go for more information about the conference, as well as more information about when?
Yeah, just our website. So if you're not on our mailing list and you're not getting regular communications, or maybe if you don't already follow us on our many social media networks, so we're on Facebook, Instagram, then our website is probably the easiest place to find
LinkedIn too.
information. Oh, LinkedIn. Yes, we are on
Yeah.
LinkedIn. But it's just womensindustrynetwork.org. Will take you directly to our site. And we have a drop down for industry events and programs that you can learn more. But the WIN conference is the first option directly under the drop down for industry and events. And we should have all of the information posted there, including a link to register. And we also have a direct link to our swag site. It's labeled WINWARE at the top. So just go to our website, womensindustrynetwork.org, and poke around, and we would love to have you.
Theme. Oops. This year, our theme is Dream Out Loud, and we have really leaned into the theme of dreaming and executing on dreams and future state work. We've also leaned into that in terms of colors and things that we're going to have on site. We're really excited about some of that. So things that we want to encourage attendees. We have a welcome reception every Monday night for the first time ever. We're going to have a theme for people to dress to. It's going to be 90s themed. So letting everybody know if you would like to participate in our 90s theme welcome reception, please pack your either your best Clueless outfits, your best grunge outfits, however you interpret 90s,
Yeah, it's
please
going to be just
participate.
picture like walking into your daydream from the 1990s. It's going to be
Friends.
fun colors.
Yeah.
Although our content is serious, our theme is very much about reconnecting with your younger self. So we're leaning heavily into the party like it's 1999 theme for that welcome
Yeah.
reception. And definitely wear your best outfit, and we might even have some prizes and giveaways for the best outfits. And we're certainly not going to stop the fun there. We will be tying all that in with our virtual attendees as well. We've got some kind of virtual networking events, and we've got Winstagram, which is our wall for sharing videos, photos, et cetera, on our conference site, which everyone will get access to closer to conference date. And so we're going to be, posting pictures, keeping everybody involved, whether you're on site or watching virtually this year. So we're excited to tell you more about that as we get closer to conference, but definitely check out our website and follow us on social media for more information.
Well, thank you both for joining us today, and I look forward to seeing those photos of that 1990s costume. Thank you for tuning in. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you, Blair Womble and Kim Frazier, for joining us today on the Collision Cast. For more information about WIN or the 2024 conference, please check out the website at thewomensindustrynetwork.site-ym.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and LinkedIn, and click to subscribe to Collision Cast.